right, y'all. It's your girl, Famous Day, and we back here with another episode, Harlem's Flow. Okay, this time I got my girl. This time I got my girl Bunny. She's a songwriter. She's a female artist. Okay, she does everything in the book. She's an entrepreneur. She get into the bag. So make sure y'all go follow her. At the end, she's gonna say her Instagram, and we're gonna keep it rolling. So what's up, sis? How you doing?
What's good, sis? How you doing?
And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm feeling all right, but the world is a little shaky right now. I'm a little depressed.
Yeah, shit is crazy. Like, I've been crying all week, sis. Like, I'm not even going to hold you.
Yeah, for the people that don't know what we're talking about, clearly you should be in tune because this is really what's going on and it's visual.
Clearly
now.
You should be in tune.
Right, it's visual, it's televised and stuff like that. I just want to start out, you know, saying, like, RIP to George Floyd, and my deepest condolences to the family. It goes out to y'all. And whatever you could do, just support them. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard feeling. Like, damn, this is the cops is actually killing us. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're going back into time.
Right.
And it's really mind-boggling. Like, my mind is like, yo, this is crazy. We living in Rodney King era type. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the early 1990s, like, it's just crazy.
Also, if anybody wants to support and sign a petition, text Floyd to 551-56. Text Floyd, and they'll give you all information so you can sign a petition. I emailed a few people. If you see the email, it's not spam. Make sure y'all sign a petition because this is serious.
Yes,
y'all.
This is definitely serious. And we, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hurtful feeling. We don't, you know what I'm saying? They're killing us. Like, why are you killing us? That's the question. But you know,
you know why, sis? Because they're scared of us. They see us uprising as Black people. They see us together, united, and it scares them. And that's how people act when they're scared. They wanna lash out of fear.
Right,
that's what
right.
It is. It's fear.
I also think, like, you know, we're gonna speak on the protests and stuff like that. We're gonna go further into it. But I feel like our community, Black community, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? My family, Black, of course. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody in my family. I love my mama, my sister, my brother, everybody. Everybody that's out there that's not even my family, I love y'all too. But the Black community, we have to be smarter. You get what I'm saying? And the reason why I say smarter is because we out here, you have the protesters that's actually protesting, but some of them are doing it because of hatred and of our hate, all the police and stuff like that. But let's not mix ignorance with the same ignorance that the cops are portraying.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
Like, we also...
And
yeah, go ahead, sis.
Sorry, sis, but honestly, I'm seeing a lot of these videos. It's a lot of these white people that's doing this vandalism,
right.
That's starting these fires, and they're not here for George Floyd. I just saw a video, and the lady asked this young white man, "Why are you here? Why are you doing
right.
this?" And he's like, "Sir," he's like, "Certainly not for George Floyd."
Oh no!
Like, Mister,
oh, no.
Go see. And this is why it's becoming. This is why it's becoming so violent. This is why it's becoming... It's getting away from what it's supposed to be about.
Right.
It's supposed to be about Black Lives Matter. It's supposed to be about justice. It's supposed to be about sending those officers to jail, but not only sending them to jail, conviction and sentencing. Because you could send anybody to jail and he could get out.
Right, right. Definitely. And it's just a hurtful feeling. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to find the right word, but all I've been saying all week is just hurtful, 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 and disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
it's painful.
It's painful to see. Like, even with the video of George Floyd, I didn't watch the whole thing. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be honest with my fans. Only because, the reason why I say that is because my son is a Cancer, right? I'm emotional. I always joke and I be like, I'm emotional gangster, but I'm emotional so much that I watched like a minute of it and I just started crying. I started tearing because it's sad. Like,
I couldn't watch the whole thing either. I started crying.
Yeah, this is crazy. Like,
You know, sis, it don't got nothing to do with your sign. You're a human being.
No, you're right.
Like,
you're right.
Anybody see somebody get killed? In broad daylight, the man got no compassion, no remorse for human life whatsoever. Honestly, those are signs of a serial killer
right,
at
right.
this point. And like, you have, there's a mental state that you need to address in yourself. Yeah. Like, for real.
No, for real. It's like a psychological thing, really. Yeah. And then, I always try to bring facts and stuff like that to the podcast. So I definitely, from the Shade Room, I seen that the officer that did kill George Floyd, his wife filed for divorce. Like, I'm getting up out of this.
Okay, because
she was like, I'm getting up out of here. I ain't playing. Like, I'm not about to be married to no killer. And all that threatening, life-threatening stuff coming to me. But they was also rioting in front of his house as well. But my thing is, if you're going to riot, I mean, you're going to protest and stuff like that, I feel like we should do it peacefully. You get what I'm saying? Even though we are frustrated and we are...
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Know what? This is the thing. Like, I agree with you. Like, we should be peacefully protesting. Mm-hmm. But one, I'm not in the I haven't protested. I haven't been in a protest. The most I've done is when the march went by, I was screaming outside. Right. You feel me? Honestly, I haven't really been protesting. I signed a petition. I sent out emails. But we don't know what it feels like to be surrounded by our people. Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah. People are crying. People are emotional. Yeah. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if the police officers are antagonizing our people. Because I've seen a lot of images. I've seen a lot of videos. We don't know what's going on.
Right.
My thing is, like, I can't tell anybody how to express their pain or their hurt in this situation. So the only advice I could give is be safe.
Right.
Find a bulletproof vest. I don't know where you can find one.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Find some helmets, get up, and start looking like them. Feel me?
Yeah.
Because you need to protect yourself.
Right.
We need body armor. We need helmets.
Right.
We need weapons to protect ourselves, not to use initially, mm-hmm. but to protect ourselves. Because who do we call when the police officers are attacking us?
Right.
Who's going to protect us? You feel me? Right. We got to protect ourselves because they supposed to be serving and protecting, but they killing and all of this. Yep. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I definitely was going to ask you on advice. Like, what is the advice that you give people that's out there protesting or just out there, you know, just trying to get the word out day by day? But I also seen something, you know, speaking of this whole topic and the protests and stuff like that, I seen, you know, Fat Joe has his platform, and Lil Wayne was on it. So he asked Lil Wayne, like, you know, what is your basically, like, what is your opinion? And he was saying, like, my opinion is actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, my opinion is basically, like, if I'm not going to do more, well, we have to stop blaming ourselves for saying, oh, we not doing this, or we not doing as much as we think we're doing. So he's saying, like, if I'm not going to donate to the family, if I'm not going to show to the family, if I'm not gonna basically do everything for the family, then I'm not gonna be out in the protesting and stuff like that. Because you think about it, if you protest, right? So mm-hmm. you're protesting, what am I doing the next day after that protest? You
right,
get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it makes sense. Yeah. I have to sit back and think.
We have to be strategic.
Yes, I have to think back and wait, hold on. That's true. Because if I'm gonna protest today, tomorrow, what I'm gonna do? If I'm gonna wear a shirt,
exactly.
What I'm gonna wear tomorrow is basically like you doing all of this, but what
how do we be consistent?
Yeah, what leads to the future
in this time?
Exactly.
My suggestion is we start buying black. I saw a post on Instagram today,
right,
about Black Wall Street, and I never even knew there was a Black Wall Street. It was in the 1920s,
right.
And it was an entire neighborhood, all black owned, funded and everything. And, you know, the white supremacists burned the whole thing down.
Right.
And I saw another post, and this lady was like, they have a Chinatown, mm-hmm. they have a little Italy,
mm-hmm.
they have all of these things.
Right.
So why can't we have a little Africa?
Exactly.
Or a little black town?
Exactly.
And I feel like that is what African Americans should be striving towards at this point. We need to own buildings. We need to own restaurants.
And everything.
We need to have a little community. Not even a little community. We need to have a big community.
Right.
Because so many of us. Only owned by us. Funded by us. We need to stop supporting these high-end luxury brands. We need to stop supporting them because they don't support us.
No, definitely.
When this stuff is going on.
No, you definitely right about that. And I just feel
I'm sorry, sis. I'm getting passionate.
No. You good. This is what it's all about. The Harlem Flow. We took the real deal. You know what I'm saying? We laugh, joke, be
talking
serious.
That talk.
Yeah, talking that talk. Like, we laugh, we talk serious, you know what I'm saying? We cry, we whatever we got to do on here, but we're going to do it, and we're going to get the message out, you know what I'm saying? But speaking of, you know, entrepreneurship and stuff like that, I know you got your little business going on. Explain it to me. Tell the people what you got.
Okay, so right now I'm the owner and founder of A Bundle of Blessings. So basically what that is I'm selling lip gloss, hair. Well, now, ooh, I done gave it. Oh, girl, you got me telling secrets.
Girl, it's all right. Because look, wait, I'm getting all exclusives on Harlem Flow. They just got to tune in to get it.
She getting all the exclusives. Yeah, well, cosmetic, hair, I already told y'all, surprise, whatever. And it's actually going much better than I expected, you know?
Right.
I have some brand ambassadors. I have a new brand ambassador on the way. I won't say her name. We got to keep a little bit of secret on here. All right.
I try to get that for y'all. I can't.
But yeah, it's going really well, better than I expected. I just got, I'm doing a little bit of rebranding right now. I want to change the image. I want to change the logo and the name a bit. So
okay, that's
it's registered in the state of New York, so I'm legal. Oh, no, that's honey.
Right. And that's also, by you saying that, right, what is your, because I know it's a lot of, we have a lot going on. What is your advice for the upcoming entrepreneurs? Because I think that's an important thing of, one, you having a brand, right? But two, you having an idea. But three, most important, you have your business license. The way things are going now, you have to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I know a lot of people are entrepreneurs. A lot of people out here hustlers that don't have their own brand and stuff like that. But they may not know how to go about getting an LLC or whatever. So just explain a little bit to that for the people.
I agree. Okay, so this is how I came about it, because I was the hustler that you was talking about, because nothing
no,
was finalized.
Right.
Nothing was legal. So anybody listening, you want to get it legal, you want it legal and registered in your state, go to Tiffany LaToy on Instagram. That's TiffanyLaToy. Tiffany LaToy. On Instagram, she helps everybody get their businesses certified. She's a God-fearing woman. So she's not going to scam you. I'm not going to scam you. For me, we're not affiliated. She is just my mentor. You go to her. She's going to do everything for you. Her and her team, they are so good. Like, I went to her.
Right.
In a few days, everything was done. Like,
for real? That's good.
Yeah, it usually takes, like, weeks or, like, a month.
Yeah, definitely.
In a few days,
everything
was done.
Going on now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, girl, you so good.
She pulling the strings,
okay? So, and she's giving a discount, because if you try to do it yourself,
right?
I'm not trying to spread negativity, but you're probably going to do it wrong.
Right.
Somebody's probably going to scam you out your money.
Of course.
And it's going to take forever. So go to her. It's much less expensive, and she's going to do it the right way so you could get set up proper.
Okay? Right. So whoever out there and y'all trying to start a business, you know what I'm saying? Don't hold back, because that I try to tell my you know, my listeners too, Bunny, that I held back on the podcast for so long. And now when I put it out, everybody and their mother had a podcast. And I'm like, that's okay, because you know, my journey is gonna be different from everybody else's journey, and you know, everybody has their
own. And you have a trailblazer, sis. You're a trailblazer,
right.
So you gotta set the way for other people to come. Because
right.
Other people probably thinking the same thing, like, oh, who am I to do a podcast? And then if
right.
you do it, they get inspired.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
We gotta motivate and inspire the other Black women or any women in general. Feel me?
Of course. You definitely do. You definitely do. Now that you got your own business, stuff like that, do you feel like you have support, like from others or family members, or what it is?
I feel like I get a lot of support from people that I know, a lot of people that I don't know. I feel like I get more support from people that I don't
right.
know. I get a lot of support from guys, because guys know me from music and stuff.
Right.
So they see me as a hustler.
Of course.
Like, every time I go to work, my guys be like, I'm trying not to say the N-word anymore. So guys, we gotta find a new word for the N word. let's try to get away from it. So guys, be like, oh, it's a boss lady hustler. So I get a lot of support from guys, but I don't have any merchandise dedicated to men right now. So men, what do you guys like? Somebody told me that I should start doing do-rags.
Right, I was gonna ask you that too. Like, now that you say you don't have any like merch for men, do you feel like you want to come out? Do you feel like your company should just be based for females, or should it be for both, unisex? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dang, you get all the secrets today.
I'm sorry. Right. Just give me one more. At least one more.
You sound like Ms. Williams. Okay. So I am thinking about getting a product for guys, because I have a lot of support from guys. I know a lot of guys. I do music. I'm in the studio with guys. It sounds a little crazy. I don't care what you think about me.
No. Don't even think that, because she an entrepreneur. Like I said in the beginning, she all about her business. She all about her money, and she a female artist. So that's you know what I'm saying? You can't worry about what everybody else gonna think. Like, yeah, she be in the studio with guys, but she's an artist. So that's business first. If a guy gonna try to holler out, listen, this is business. You gonna have to take that elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? So
facts. And if you about to say something, you already know my sis is gonna pull up. Yeah, she just pulled up right now.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, we gonna give a professional Harlem flow, but you know I'm pulling up with the cat. No, you know it's all love though. It's all love.
Facts. But yeah, I am thinking about maybe do-rags, because this guy did write me like, yo, you should make do-rags. And I was like, yo, I was already thinking that, like, I should make some type of dedication for my men. Right. So my Black Kings, we about to see what's up with it.
Okay. And I know you also a full-time employee. I know everything has been going crazy. So you probably have a lot of free time now, but what, like, what's the balance? How can you balance everything at once?
Honestly, my schedule is really hectic. People see me on Instagram and stuff, but they don't even know. Like, my laptop is in my lap or I'm at work. Like, they don't even know. So when I'm at work, usually I'm probably writing a song on my lunch break.
Right.
I'm writing a song on my way to work. I'm writing a song on my way back from work. I'm helping somebody, and in the back of my mind,
every minute, every
right,
second.
I'm thinking, what rhyme with this? Right, I'm like, ooh, what rhyme with that? Look, okay, because Diddy said we all have the same 24 hours, and even though I kind of even don't even believe this notion,
right,
because we all have different. For me, we all have different circumstances. We all have different responsibilities. Some people have kids to take care of that is not even their own. You know, you don't know what people are going through. Some people are less fortunate.
Right.
So even though we all have the same 24 hours, you just have to take advantage of your day.
Right.
Like, what I think of it as is, like, every day I don't do something, it's like a day that I'm behind now.
That's true.
Which is, you know what I mean?
I think.
And every little step you take is just one step closer to your dream.
Right. But by you saying that, I feel like that's true. But you also, you know, you gotta feed the body. You know what I'm saying? You gotta also rest the body, because you don't. Yeah, I feel like, you know, when our heads is so all over the place, like, I want to do this, I want to do that, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? Our body could tell us something different, especially like
she's saying this, y'all, because I don't be taking care of myself. So listen to Deja. Day-Day, sorry. Listen to Day-Day, because I be eating like once a day. I just be like a robot. I be like, go. And it's so true. You need to take care of yourself, because if you don't have a life, look, how you gonna make money? If you're not eating, taking care of yourself, how you gonna do anything? You feel me? So it's true. You need to have a balance, and that's something I really need to work on: getting enough sleep. I just heard my bishop say, "A man who sleeps late and wakes up early is a vain man." And I'm like, "Dang, bishop, why you gotta throw me out like that?" Sometimes I only sleep 5 hours a day, and it's not good. People, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our bodies. We only have one body.
Yes, definitely take the advice. You know what I'm saying? My platform is here to help y'all. Take some advice from this hustler right here, because she on the grind. but we're going to move along. Do you feel like Since you said you have, you feel like outsiders support you more. Do you feel what is the reason you think some people may not support you? Is it like you could think like, is it hatred? Is it envious, jealousy? Like, what is it?
I'm thinking of the most humble response.
I know, okay. That's right.
I feel like sometimes people don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. Mm. And since they don't know you, they come up with their own assumptions. Mm-hmm. They come up with their stories because they want to know about you so bad. People just, they love to learn about other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not always a bad thing.
Right.
It could be a good thing. But sometimes when people don't take the time to reach out and talk to you, they don't know.
Right.
And so they make up things.
Right.
And so the things that they make up, they don't like.
Right. No, but it's, honestly, it's true, though. Like, what Future said, whatever Future said, when the hate don't work, they start telling lies. It's true.
No, for real. It's true. Oh, Drake said it, too. If they ain't got a story, they'll make one.
I know. That's right. Come on.
And people be making up stories, and they don't like the stories they make up. So then they don't like you, and you don't have anything to do with their story.
Right, right. And
you know what I mean?
And I mean, it's kind of sad, like, tackling on that, only because, like, the previous episode, we talked about women empowerment. And I feel like it's not only just women at this point. It's also guys. Like you said, you have a lot of guys that support you because you know a lot of guys. But if you, like, say if you don't know the guy or something like that, the guy will sit there and be like, yeah, she's doing her thing, but I ain't going to support. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's the mindset of some people. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand what you're saying, but what I get more of is, oh, she's doing her thing. She's cute. I'm not going to support her, but I'm going to try to fuck.
That feel. Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
For me, I get a lot of that energy, too. Like, a lot of guys hit me up for features or whatever. Right. They send me the song. I do something to it. I don't even let them listen to
right.
it. I be like, okay, they want you to meet them at the studio, and I'm also meeting people at the studio, but where is it at?
Right, right.
I need some, like, videos, pictures. I need some.
Yeah,
you know.
Because you also
show me the car facts.
Yeah. Okay. I was also gonna say that too. You know, tackling back to the female artist part. You are a female artist, right? You are an independent female artist, and that's one. That's first and foremost. She's an independent female artist, so that's the biggest thing, right? So now that when you link other people, you come in by yourself. You get what I'm saying? So you also have to protect your safety and protect your peace, because you don't want to go to some studio and it's in Bushwick or something, and you're like, oh, hell no, I'm by myself. Even though you know how to carry yourself, but still.
Right, as a young lady.
Yeah, of course. But you still have to make sure that your peace and energy and everything is also being preserved, too.
It's so true, sis, because people see you on Instagram, they're like, oh, she got money.
Mm-hmm.
People will try to rob you. They will try to do all types of crazy things. And I can attest to a few things, okay?
Oh,
like,
Lord.
If you're an independent female artist, make sure, like, because guys will try to give you the runaround.
Of course.
Come chill before we go to the studio. No.
No, right.
We could chill at the studio.
Right.
Okay? Come on. No. Let's lay down the track. Or sometimes, ladies, for your safety, what I do too is I'll lay down a verse in my own studio, and then I'll send them, you know, the track
right,
so they
right.
can lay down their song. And a lot of guys don't like to do that. But if you don't like to do that, you don't really want to make music. And I ain't got time for whatever you want to make.
Right. And then you don't really need my damn feature. Hello?
Okay. Okay. Period.
Yo, you is so funny. But definitely, I think you for sharing your advice to some of the ladies. Because, you know, I have a lot of ladies that are in, like, listen, I got a lot of ladies that doing their thing. Like,
right.
okay, like, these are my own boys or something, cause, listen, she got her own business, I know a lot of people that got their own businesses, you know, female, like, this is just a women empowerment I'm talking about, and then you are artists, you get what I'm saying, some people I know is also artists, like, it's just a beautiful feeling when you have people around you that's doing what they gotta do.
And you know what's so great about it is that, like, it's so much money out there to make.
Right.
So it's no need to even be stingy with your information.
Right.
There's no need to be stingy with your resources, because we could all win.
Right, definitely. And that's what that was the, my next question. What are the struggles / challenges that you think a female artist face on an everyday basis or just in a career period?
Oh, man, people don't take us seriously because we're women. People don't take us seriously. People want to write stuff for us. Like, they want to tell us what to rap or sing about, right. which is extremely frustrating.
Tell me about that.
Like, a lot of, like, producers, other artists, A&R reps that I've spoken to, I mean, these people are disrespectful.
Oh, okay, no.
you're gonna meet some A&R. You're gonna meet some A&R people that are just rude because they think they have their perception of what a female artist is supposed to be in this time.
Right.
And no shade to the Sukihanas because I love the Sukihanas and I listen to Sukihanas. Okay, no shade to them, but not every female artist is on that type of time.
Right.
And we deserve a lot more respect than we're given as women and as Black women. And even our Black men, a lot of Black men are pressured into rapping about drugs,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking drugs because there's a certain image that they want to portray. Exactly, to portray our people. Like, they want our young Black men to be on drugs and they want our young Black women to be hoes.
So do you think your music is somewhat of a how can I say, is it somewhat like, what is it, is R&B, is it rap, is it, but is it also like music that people could, I wouldn't just say relate to, but you're not, you just said like, you know, our artists is being pressured, you know, some artists is being pressured into drugs and stuff like that, but do you think your music can be like like changing the community, like you don't have to always rap about drugs and stuff like that? Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, the going down that line, how do you feel like your music is?
I feel like my music is relatable.
Okay.
And my music will never defile my character.
Okay.
At any point.
Right.
You're never going to hear me say nothing crazy like that because it's just not how I am.
Right, right. Okay.
I represent myself as a young lady, and it's still relatable. Like, I live in a projects. I'm going to tell you I live in a projects. Right, I'm going to tell you I got kicked out of college. I'm going to tell you all of this stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to tell you all of this because it's who I am. I'm never going to misrepresent myself. I think that's the word. I'm never going to misrepresent myself in order to gain popularity or streams or fans or anything like of that nature. Because I'm not fraudulent.
Right. I respect that because a lot of people out here, are looking for clout and they changing their whole image and who they actually are to make it. You get what I'm trying to say? And I ain't talking about 6ix9ine. Listen, y'all, because I got an episode coming for that because I'm sweating. But
I'm so sick of it.
But I definitely applaud you for that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, it's hard to be a female artist, right? But it's also hard to be a Black female artist.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we would think of us growing up, like, yeah, we go to projects, but now we wanted to pursue certain things. It's much harder for us. You get what I'm saying? And you never change. You never even change your character. You never even change it. I'm not going to change. You shouldn't change. Ladies out there, guys out there, you shouldn't change who you are in order to be like, I want to have this as my career. I want to chase my dream. Chase your dream, but also
somebody
be solid.
Is going to fail you. Somebody is going to fail you. Even if you feel like the people that you want to feel you don't feel you. There's so many people in the world. Think about how many people there is in the world. One person is going to like your music. Okay? Somebody's going to like it. Somebody's going to bump to you, vibe to you. Just be yourself because at the end of the day, nobody can be you. Nobody can do what you do. Feel me? Dr.
Right.
Seuss.
Right.
Dr. Seuss. Nobody can do what you do. And if you rob the world of yourself, that's kind of selfish. Be generous with your talent. Be generous with your energy.
Right. What made you start doing music though?
So my father used to dance with Diddy. He used to dance with Biggie. Like, he was being a club with Biggie, Smalls, and everybody. You feel me? So he was a dancer. He used to rap a little bit, but he never took it like really that serious, honestly.
Right.
And when I was little, He would play Biggie. He would play Rakim. He would play all of these. Okay. Feel me? He'll play all of these rappers. And then it's so funny because when I went to my mom's house, she would be playing Chaka Khan and Mary J. Blige and Little Kim.
Legends.
Right. So I got both sides. I got the hardcore rap and I got the soul music growing up. And that's really how I express myself. That's how I understand people and things and situations. And
that's dope.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie, that's dope. So by you saying that, you know, before we lead into the next subject, but do you think, since your father knew, you know, Diddy and everybody, do you think, since, like, you know, you started music, do you think that it could have been an easy route for you? That's a better word. Yep, that's that question right there.
No, not really, because I never really even asked my father for resources.
Right.
And he kind of just found out that I was doing music.
Okay.
Right. But you know what I mean? Because I just didn't want that. I didn't want that extra help. I didn't want that. I'm not that type of person to look for handouts or anything like that. Like, if I'm going to do it, I want to know that myself. Well, first, God got me there. But I want to know that I did it on my own and I got it on my own. You know what I mean? Off of pure talent, off of my own strength, not the strength of somebody else.
I'm not going to lie, girl. I salute you for that. Because you know what I'm saying is, because there's a lot of people now, like, I feel like when I say certain things, I don't want to make it seem like I'm downgrading anybody. It's just the fact that I know a lot of people, and I feel like a lot of people may have used whatever their resources to get where they at. You get what I'm saying? It may be like my cousin's a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's a DJ, whatever. And be honest with you, this was one of my downfalls. Like before, like when, you know, Stax is my boyfriend. He was on the platform here, whatever. You know Stax, of course. But, you know, that's gang. But I was telling my cousin, like, yo, promote his, like, songs and stuff like that. Because I see my cousin, you know, travel and stuff like that. So I'm like, yo, if you could get him, his song out, whatever,
mm-hmm.
boom. But then, of course, I started growing up, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Little old me. I started growing up, and you start seeing people true colors. You get what I'm saying? But nothing is handed to you. You always have to go out there and grind. By me being a supportive girlfriend, and of course, you know, he calls me his manager or whatever.
Right.
But I thought, like, yeah, well, this is here. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is maybe easy, because if we get this easy peasy, like, you're going to be on. But no, of course. You know what I'm saying? You always have to do it on your own. And I salute you for that, because a lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people really don't do that. A lot of people just be like, oh, yeah, you know this person. I feel like nowadays, if you're popular, then you're going to be put on. But if you're not popular, or you just really actually doing it the old-fashioned way, people overlook that. You know what I mean?
But you know what? It's just going to make it so much more satisfactory. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the word, right? When we get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when we get to the top, it's not going to be anybody like, oh, remember when I... No, I don't. I don't remember.
Right. I don't know none of you.
I don't. I mean, we're still going to give back and help our community, but the leeches, I feel like there'll be a little less. Like, there'll be a little less leeches when we get there, because it wasn't so many people around us when we started. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm just waiting on that day, baby, because listen...
You know I'm gonna be right there with you, like,
right? But where can they find it? Where can they find your music? What's your Instagram for you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's get that out real fast before we go to the next subject.
My Instagram is I am Scarface Bunny. The beauty cosmetic page is at Natisse. That's NATISSE_ Okay, yes, it's Natisse. That's my real name. For you that don't know my real name.
Right, okay.
And yes, that's the cosmetic page. I know it says a bundle of blessings, but we're rebranding, okay? We're restructuring.
Right, and you say you go by Bunny as your artist name.
Right.
Okay, and then they can find your music on all major platforms?
All major platforms, Apple, Spotify, Audio Mac, Google Play, YouTube.
I know that's
Tidal.
Right. Okay. Tidal. I know that's right, but that's a good thing, sis, because you getting it out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, And make sure y'all follow her so y'all could be updated when she drops. Make sure y'all subscribe to everything that she got going on. She a good artist. You know what I'm saying? Good
yes, entrepreneur. I'm trying to get this EP out before quarantine is over.
Girl, but don't... You listen. You know I'm going to give you my advice. Don't rush it.
I know.
Because I know it's going to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Facts, facts. Whether you could get it out before quarantine and that's going to be... Like, it's over, that's going to be good. If not, then... Listen, the people know what it is. Just keep updating them. That's all you got to do.
That's a Fendi. And if anything, we're just going to have singles until the EP come. Because the EP got to
be we just going to have singles until the EP come. I know that's right.
Facts, sis.
Listen, because she getting it. I mean, this is a beautiful fitting.
Yo, I love you so much, sis. I can see your face as you talk.
No, for real, though. But so, let's get into... You know, because you are a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people may not know that. Like, how does that correspond with your music?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
It's a struggle because being a woman of God, you want to make God happy. And of course. We all have our own perceptions of ourselves. But
right.
God also has a perception of you. And His perception of you is always higher than the thought that you have for yourself.
Right.
So it's kind of hard for me because I want to make him happy and I want to talk about the things that matter. But I also want to vibe, you feel me? Because, like, I'm young. Right. But.
Of course.
I feel like it's hard, but it's beautiful. Like, it's beautiful to grow and to learn God and learn yourself through music and through creative outlets.
Okay. Now, I feel you, though, because it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the funny story about me, right? We was in elementary school. And so, by the way, for you guys that don't know, me and Bunny, I call her Bunny because it's kind of funny saying a tease now. But we went to school together. And
PS 108,
we
went to elementary
school. Right. We went to, you know, elementary PS 108 right there in Harlem, East Harlem. Know what I'm saying? Well, if you went there, we had mad memories. But somebody told me, like, you know, you just, when you feel like you committing a sin, you just say, like, God, please forgive me for my sins, right? And at that time, we was young, and I ain't know too much about God. So I was just like, you know, I always believed in God. My family always believed in God.
Right.
But we was never, like, I wouldn't say we was real, like, spiritual, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, okay, you say that? And I felt like one time I was Yogi Bear. So I don't know if everybody know what Yogi Bear is, but we used to go for the snacks. But one time, my friends, I don't know, it was a bad influence. And one of my friends stole something from the store. So I'm like, oh, yo, she stole, like, you know, I'm thinking it's funny because she ran out and everybody was chasing us. And I'm like, oh, no. So I went right to Yogi B. I saw Yogi B on the block. And I was like, they was praying at that time, too. Mm-hmm. I sat my ass right
down on that carpet.
And I was like, please, God, forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me, forgive me. Because I was like, oh, no. Like, my friend just did this. And I'm part of this. Like, please, God, I want to make you happy. Like, I want to, when I die, I want to go to the heaven. Right. Like, I don't want to go down to the devil. Like, so that's a little quick story about me. Like, it was just mad funny.
That's, and I
was
so
just
like, cute, oh, Dede. No. But you know what? That just shows y'all, audience, listeners, how beautiful this young lady is. This is a beautiful soul. She's a beautiful person. Every time I see her, every time I hear her voice, I see the sun. For real. Like, she's just a great person to be around. Everything about you is just so great and uplifting. Positive vibes all the way. I love you.
Thank you. I love you for that. And girl, you got me over here cheese. And I wish listen, for all my listeners out there, don't worry. I'm gonna get my YouTube page right. Cause every time I record, I'm gonna be recording myself or just recording me and a special guest, and we're gonna be
That's a great idea, like a behind the scenes type of thing.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know I'm always coming with the exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Exclusive.
But I definitely was like, hold on, like, you know, I wish you could see my face. I'm cheesy. Like, she said, she see the sun. But no, definitely, I think that's a good thing that you know, you're spiritual and stuff like that, because nowadays a lot of people need that. And, you know, just like when we talk, sometimes I may be on my ratchet side and you be on something. Well, listen, says God something, something, and I'm like, oh. Now it's bringing me right back down to where, and which is not the ratchet part, where I don't need to be.
But listen, so it's good to have good balance. Thing. Sometimes God got ratchet, okay?
I know.
God got ratchet sometimes. He killed people, okay?
I know.
It's good to be spiritual, but you got to know when somebody's crossing a line, because you have the right to convict anyone.
Right.
I hope I'm saying that the right way.
No, it sounds good.
So be spiritual, but also, have your twerking moments, too. And have your rowdy moments, too. Throw them hands sometimes if you need to. Amen.
Amen. God is good.
God is good.
All the time. But what made you have a connection with God? I know you said, with the music and stuff, sometimes it's hard because you want to make him proud and stuff like that. But what actually transpired you to actually have a connection with God and become more spiritual and stuff like that, and especially as you being young?
When I was even younger, like when I was a baby, I didn't literally when I was like a baby, I've never really had that many friends. Like, God was always my best friend. Like, God was the person that I spoke to all day and all night. I told him all my secrets. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
So maybe it's good that I didn't have a lot of friends growing up. Maybe it's good that my family wasn't around so much, because I got to establish this relationship with my true father. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes, like, when I was singing in my house, I felt like I was just singing to God. I felt like I was just sitting on his throne and I was just singing to him. Like, you're just chilling.
Right.
And it sounds weird, but I don't really care what you think about me, because I got God, baby.
Right, and that's a beautiful feeling, honestly. It is.
Like,
listen, and that's one thing people don't understand. Like, that's why I'm glad we're speaking about it, because I feel like deep down, my family wasn't really, spiritual. We ain't really go to church and stuff like that. But, girl, when I tell you I watch some Tyler Perry movies and he be in a church and,
it be hitting.
I get the...
You know why?
It be hitting and I feel it so deep. And then I be, sometimes them little... Look, I say I'm sensitive, right? I be crying like, oh, Lord, please. But I love Tyler Perry, by the way. So shout out to him.
You know, he was living in his car before he even became rich and famous and all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to him, because he really came out the mud. You know how all these artists play straight out the mud and all of this? He came out the mud, like homeless and everything. His story is definitely powerful.
Get right with God. He will get you there.
I know that.
You know what? It's not about religion. It's about your relationship with him.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I don't try to, like, when I'm asking you this and stuff like that, everybody that's out there and listening, I'm not trying to limit it to religion, because everybody has their different religion, religion and stuff like that. So I don't want to get too deep into it, because that's a touchy topic.
Super
for a lot
touchy.
Of people.
Super touchy.
Yeah, it's too touchy, and I'm the person that, I could tackle it, but next thing you know, I tackle it and I make a joke and God strikes me down right there.
And
I'm like, ooh, girl. But how often do you pray?
So like I said, when I was little, I would talk to God all day and all night. So prayer is like a funny word to me, because sometimes I'll be doing something and God will bring me something, like a scenario or situation that I was thinking about. And I'd be like, God, you're so funny. But I don't consider that as prayer. Some people do.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? But I pray in the morning. I pray in the night. And I like to talk to God all day, because he tells me things. You know that gut feeling, that instinct feeling? That is him, yo. Y'all need to tune in, listen up, because he will save your life.
Right. I mean, speaking of that, it will change your life, because I had some moments, but I had some moments that, I'm like, ooh, thank you, Lord. Like, thank you, God. Like, it's crazy. It's a different feeling when and I feel like, when I got older, I started to, pray here and there and stuff like that. But I felt like it would help for me too. You know what I'm saying?
It'll help you. We're not gonna go so crazy into it, but
of course
tune
not.
Into that
of course
voice,
not.
But like, be yourself. Don't try to Don't try to be church. Don't try to be religion. Have your relationship.
Yeah, that's
it. Have your relationship.
And that's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I don't want to hold you up too long, but what are the reasons why you think people don't like pray or just believe in God? Do you think it's because they feel like they have to change their whole behavior in favor of God? Or just like, what do you think the reasons are?
Yeah. Sometimes I even think that. I'd be thinking like, God, you don't want me to do this, but I'm going to do this.
Right.
But
like, I'm still young, God.
That's the only way he could use you. You have to be your true, authentic self. If you're just pretending to be something you're not, it's not going to benefit you in any type of way. He works with you. Feel me?
I know that's right. Listen, because it's Sunday and be recorded. She gave me the
holiday. It is Sunday. Okay.
But I definitely thank you, Bunny. Like, listen, I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for supporting me
thank
as
you for
well.
Having me.
The platform. Yes, definitely. You're doing big things. You know, my main goal is to actually have, you know, young entrepreneurs or just upcoming artists or whoever it is, just come on a platform and chat.
This is going to be the next 105.1. Let me not even say that. Let me say this. This is going to be bigger than 105.1. How about that?
I know that's right. That? Right here, we just going to end it right there. Okay. So make sure y'all... Make sure y'all go check out Harlem Flow. We got an episode dropping tomorrow. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Harlem Flow, all major platforms. Y'all know what it is. It's your girl, Famous Day. Thank you, Bunny, for joining and tuning
in. Thank you.
And we here next week.
We live, baby.